is Spouting Off with Karen Cataline. She's a columnist, commentator, and sought-after guest on talk radio programs around the country. She has a master's degree from Columbia University and an operatic voice that can shatter glass. Here's your host of Spouting Off, Karen Cataline.
Welcome to Friday, the last show of July, believe it or not, July 30th. And if you're counting this show, let me just tell you quickly, because I have it here, number 244 episode number 244 of Spouting Off. And yes, by the way, Spouting Off is a good thing, not a bad thing, because it means you're not censoring yourself. You don't have a government after you telling you what you are and aren't allowed not only to say, but to think. God, it is amazing. I was all prepared to do a monologue. Yes, we're back into COVID hell again, and it is what this is about, this monologue I'm about to, this rant, Spouting Off segment. But then right before I went on the air, right before airtime, there's a story I want to share with you that's all about this. And this is somebody that is a great talk radio host says, talk radio, no man, it's master. So that's the great thing about live talk radio. You can change your plan in a heartbeat. But this illustrates exactly the kind of position we are in right now. The virus is the vehicle that they're using to drive communism. That's what I put on my Facebook page, and I mean it. The virus is the vehicle that they're using to drive communism. And unless we tell the truth about it, we're helping to perpetuate it. And the story I'm about to tell you just breaks my heart. It breaks my heart. We have a dear friend. This is a friend of my husband's, his best friend. He was best man at our wedding, and he's a good and decent fellow, and he's in business, and he's sustained a lot of tragedy in his life, like a lot of people, and he has a brother who has a serious disease. We found out the night before last or last night that he went to the hospital with COVID. First thing we asked him was, are you sure it's COVID? He said, yeah, they're sure. His wife came up positive. He's positive. And he's had an extremely serious disease. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but he most definitely has pre-existing conditions, which makes him extremely vulnerable to coronavirus. He is now sadly in the hospital, and they're going to put him in an induced coma. And it looks like he's not doing very well. His father is in his 80s and has had the shot. They won't let our friend see his brother at all. But now, because his brother is in a life-threatening situation, they are telling him, it breaks my heart to even say it, that he must get this experimental shot in order to potentially say goodbye to his brother. Now, as far as I'm concerned, that's emotional blackmail. Would I wear a mask in a hospital where somebody was extremely ill? Absolutely, I would. You know, if you're around somebody who is susceptible and vulnerable to disease and all of that, of course. If I were visiting a great grandmother and I don't have any grandparents left, I would most certainly put a mask on, and that makes sense because I don't want my germs to infect them. But to take an experimental shot that we already know isn't a vaccine, there is an enormous amount of evidence that there is irreversible damage being done to people, and the government continues to push it. The government continues to push these shots, robbing people of their most fundamental rights to make personal medical decisions for their own body. This is a party that has been screaming bloody murder about my body, my choice, and yet, just like everything that they do, they become guilty of that which they accuse others of. Now, if our friend wants to see his brother, and he feels an emotional obligation, we respect the choice he makes. But is he being coerced into it? Is he being blackmailed into it? You better believe he is. If I could talk to him, and I can't because I get a little too emotional here, I would encourage him. And I don't get to make that choice. He gets to make the choice. He's being presented with an untenable position. And if his father, who is not doing well either, he's elderly, wants to see his son, now he's got the possibility of putting two lives in danger instead of one. Do we know this? No. But guess what? We don't know what's in the shot. I just saw a video last night that you should watch about what we do know. We do know that these drug companies are held completely harmless. You, if something happens, God forbid, you lose a loved one, you suffer from an injury from an experimental vaccine that they lied to get on the market, because we do have treatments, but they didn't want you to know about them. You know, did you wonder why? Did you wonder why they didn't want you to know about hydroxychloroquine and they were trying to censor people? It seems as if whatever they censor is closer to the truth than anything else. Did you wonder why they censored the first line doctors telling us that hydroxychloroquine does indeed work? Now that they're getting this vaccine that they're desperate to get into people's bodies on the market, and maybe 50% of the population, and they haven't even begun to start coercing. They said they wouldn't do a vax passport. Guess what? That's exactly what they're doing. They're using woke corporations to bully, intimidate, and blackmail people. This preposterous potted plant of a president wants to give people $100 for taking the jab. I mean, have you ever heard of such a thing in your whole life? Really? Honestly? To blackmail people to take, I mean, $100? Really? I don't care if it's $1 million. There are people who are going to hand over their medical autonomy to a government that has proven that it does not have our best interests at heart. This is a matrix, ladies and gentlemen. People and woke corporations and companies are doing as the CD, quote, recommends. If you watched Tucker Carlson, who's doing amazing work these days, the CDC is making recommendations. They're not forcing you. They have no legislative power. They have no elected official power. They're making recommendations to go back to masks, go back to all the same stuff. And it's all a vehicle to drive communism. That's what's going on. If we can't tell the truth about it, ladies and gentlemen, we can't do anything about it. The CDC also recommends, according to Tucker Carlson's show last night, avoiding Caesar salad and raw oysters. You should avoid those. You should never eat rare meat. I guess steak tartare is out, right? Companies are going to fire people for refusing to adhere to CDC recommendations. Did they get elected to anything? Do they make law in these here United States? Of course they don't. It's legislatures and state legislatures and Congress that's supposed to make laws. But we have a potted plant for a president who is making executive orders right and left. No, left and left. But they sound like an authority, the CDC. So ignorance makes what they say come true because people don't know. They have no legislative authority. So this is a lot like the wraparound smear that Nancy Pelosi is famous for pointing out. You plant a lie in the media repeats it, and then the politicians get up and repeat the lie and say, see, the New York Times said so, so it must be true. Now they plant in the CDC, which is four square woke, what they want the CDC to say, despite there is no science. And they say, well, we have no choice. We have to do what the CDC says. You see how they always pass the buck? They never take responsibility for anything. But here's, I guess you could say, the bottom line. Have you ever gotten the idea in this last 18 months of otherworldly, complete matrix, complete alternate universe stuff that these people who are doing this to us are intentionally trying to undermine America? As my dear husband would say, duh, or he likes to say, do we? It's sabotage, and it's so predictable. Everything we cherish, hold dear, everything that has made this country strong is now under attack. And you know what's most diabolical? People don't know it. People don't know the country is under attack. They just think, oh, you know, we're going through a stage, right? No, this isn't a stage. Look at the Olympics, ladies and gentlemen. I was going to talk all about Simone Biles. I'm going to be on Chuck and Julie this afternoon. If you happen to be a fan of theirs, I'm a great fan of Chuck and Julie. I will be on their program today at 3 o'clock Mountain Time talking about Simone Biles. There's a lot more that meets the eye to this story, so I'm going to tease that so you can perhaps hear it. And if you haven't heard Chuck and Julie on BBS Radio, you're going to want to tune in. They are one of a kind. I love listening to them. They do a very local show about local politics in Colorado, but they also talk about national politics, and they're just fun and extremely informative. So don't fold to emotional blackmail. The stakes, the bullying is going to get more and more and more, and we're finding out and we're seeing what people are made of. They fold even when there's no reason. So when there is a reason, you're seeing people fold. And yet there are great people who are standing up and saying no. Nevertheless, we do have to take a break in just a minute. So shameless plug, but got to. There are two other episodes of Spouting Off every week, and they hail from Nashua, New Hampshire, WSMN 1590 AM and 95.3 FM. It's heard 1 hour earlier at 12 noon Central and 1 p.m. Eastern. You can always tune in by going to my website, KarenCataline.com. So that means you can get three episodes plus a whole lot more radio than I do, but you can always get three episodes of Spouting Off every week, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1, and BBS Friday episode at 2 p.m. All you got to do is go to KarenCataline.com. When we come back, we're going to have a humdinger of a guest, and we're going to talk about this and so much more. Karen Cataline, you're listening to Spouting Off here on BBS Radio and the K-Star Radio Network. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We are happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Welcome back, everyone, to Spouting Off. And here I'm looking for my bio of Lowell Ponte because there's so many things he's done. And yes, the cat is out of the bag. Our guest for the rest of the hour is Lowell Ponte. Now, I have a feeling Lowell might be interested in taking a call. So if you do want to call in after we get going here, you still are welcome to do so at 888-627-6008. Is that right, Doug? Yeah. I'm doing it by heart. 888-627-6008. That's it. And we're playing for time here because I don't have my bio here. Lowell Ponte is someone I have known for a very long time since I've been doing this. And long time is not that long in talk radio years because, you know, 5 years isn't really that long in talk radio. Nevertheless, he is a former Reader's Digest roving editor. His articles have appeared in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, and other major publications. And his latest paper is not so latest. He's had a little bit of a hiatus from things, but this man is so knowledgeable. You can talk to him about anything. And he's the first and only guest I've ever heard who wanted to hear my monologue so we'd know where to begin. Because I could ask him about just about anything. And then, my goodness, he could not only wax philosophic, but give us a history that we didn't know was there about the topic. Lowell Ponte, welcome to Spouting Off. Always great to have you.
Oh, well, it's always great to be had. Thank you so much for inviting me on. And I hope people realize how healthy your show is to listen to, because you give what the ancient Greeks called catharsis. You gave a release of the emotional tension of the madness of our time, realizing that there are still people who retain purity and sanity. And I think your opening monologue was fabulous. But in any event, as we look about, what do we see? We see, you are quite right, the government planning to tighten up yet again. We know why they're doing it. They're doing it because there's an election next year.
Not everybody knows, and I'm not sure it's just the election. I think it's communism. But you go right ahead. I got to shut up and let you talk.
Well, the election will lead to communism if they have their way. The important thing, though, is it's interesting. Just this week, our beloved president handed down a diktat that henceforth all federal employees except postal workers will be required to be vaccinated. And why is that? Well, because those at the CDC, those working under Anthony Fauci in his department, those working at the Food and Drug Administration, these people were questioned a couple of months ago about how many of your employees have been vaccinated, and they basically admitted, there are probably 40 to 50% who have not taken the vaccination.
Just like
think about that. These are the most medically,
average.
We're told, these are the most medically knowledgeable, alert to the danger people in the country, and they somehow have not gotten vaccinated.
Gee,
now,
and I guess that hasn't been reported very widely now, has it?
No, it hasn't, and isn't it interesting that it hasn't been? By the way, the postal worker thing is very interesting because Joe Biden issued another diktat this week. And when he said the postal employees will not be required to be vaccinated, you may have thought the post office was an entirely federal corporation. Technically, it isn't. It's a quasi-private, quasi-public corporation. Uh-huh. But nevertheless, the point being, he handed down an order through the Department of Justice that any state that attempts to change the procedures of the 2020 election, which many of us assume obviously was stolen. Any state trying to change that, those rules that were put in place in the name of protecting America from COVID, they will be sued. They will be massively attacked by the Department of Justice. Now, interestingly, that election was largely conducted through the mails.
Good.
Now, what is the mails? Let me ask people who are objective out there, how would you like it if you discovered that your vote was being handled by union members of the AFL-CIO? Well, it is. That's the Postal Carriers Union.
And the Postal Carriers Union, by the way, is it to their benefit not to, quote, vaccinate, just like they don't vaccinate illegal aliens? They can go anywhere they want, do anything they want. They aren't tested. They aren't vaxxed, nothing. So what's the benefit to not doing that with postal workers as connected to the election? And you're on to something here.
Well, they apparently don't want to be coerced to do that. But the interesting thing is, keep in mind, the Postal Workers Union gives 70% of its political contributions to Democrats.
Right.
This is not an impartial union. This is a union who in 2020 had the president of the union get up a few days before the election and tell its postal workers that they might lose their jobs if Donald Trump was reelected. And therefore, it just might be useful. The unsaid part of that, of course, is you postal workers, you're going to be carrying ballots all by yourself with nobody watching you.
Right.
If those ballots come from a Republican neighborhood, maybe they should just kind of disappear. And if they come from a Democrat neighborhood, maybe they should all be delivered. I mean, that alone would be enough to sway an election. But this was an election where, was it in Philadelphia or Detroit, that there were 200,000 more votes counted than there were registered voters. I mean, this is the kind of procedure that Joe Biden and the Democrats are now trying to lock into place forever in the name of COVID, of course, because they have lost their moral authority. People look at Democrats, they realize they're criminals. They realize that the Democratic Party has been hijacked by people who wanted to see the United States destroyed and a world government to replace it that operates from the capital of Beijing, China. But, I mean, remember, Joe Biden is a wholly owned subsidiary of communist China. What do you think $1.5 billion to his family bought? But anyway, we can go into that if people wish.
Well, still buying, because now they're buying Hunter's artwork. You know, I think it's just amazing that you can make chicken scratchings or whatever he's doing, and all of a sudden he's a great artist. This is his work.
The art dealer that he has been working with, as I believe Tucker Carlson pointed out,
connected to China,
said around 2015 that he was going to be the great intermediary selling Chinese artists to the West. In other words, this is a guy with very close ties to the Chinese government and power structure.
So I guess $1.5 billion is still not enough, right?
And he's the one who won't be telling Joe or Hunter, you know, who has paid $500,000 for a genuine Hunter painting.
And I guess $1.5 billion, as you point out, is still not enough. They still have to have a conduit to have even more money flowing to the Biden family. It's never enough, is it? Never.
And remember,
ever
it's not just
enough.
The Biden family. It is a lot of big corporations and entities. The other day, Nike announced that it now thinks of itself as a Chinese company rather than an American company, for instance. By the way, Nike, like many other companies like Patagonia and so on, have been very shocked that Republicans once attempted to pass a law saying that slave-enabled products could not be sold back into the United States because China has 1 million Uyghurs, Chinese Muslims, who are not really Han Chinese, enslaved. And you know one of the things they're doing in that slavery? They're picking cotton.
Wow.
They are picking cotton in China, and that picked cotton goes into, for example, Nike products, which in turn own the National Basketball Association, which in turn, I mean, when you see, who is that great basketball player, for example,
who
is willing
James?
To just not say is anything it? Bad about China, right. But he's perfectly willing to tear down statues of people who were slaveholders in America 150 or more years ago.
Yeah, there's no logic to any of it, not even
But I mean, they're
remotely.
Even picking cotton, like Southern slaves did more than 150 years ago, only they're doing it in China. And China gets no criticism from the media, no criticism from the Democratic Party at all.
No. And notice the kind of atrocities and crimes against humanity that we've heard about for years, they completely ignore, and then they turn right around and try to convince us that somehow they're more compassionate than anyone else. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I am a believer in Occam's razor, the idea that generally the simplest explanation is the clearest one. You notice that this disease from China happened to arrive at the perfect moment to disrupt the U.S. economy in 2020, which, I mean, Trump was running likely to win a 40% majority in that election, the best economy in 40, 50, 60 years we had. And lo and behold, suddenly this disease and Democrat states that shut down business to comply with it. All came upon us at exactly the right moment to undermine Trump's reelection.
Not
and
only
now
that,
going, now,
but it was
the important
2 days.
Thing, Karen,
wasn't
it's
it?
Going to happen again.
Lowell, it was 2 days or almost immediately when Trump touted that he had just succeeded in making a deal with China. Remember that?
Well, he makes deals with China.
What I mean is... Yeah, he didn't make a deal. They said they unleashed this at the moment, and they didn't care if it was real or imagined, real or Memorex, because all of their Democrat buddies who are all marching in collectivist communist lockstep, governors all over the country, ignored anything that said that it wasn't all that dangerous to normal, healthy people. They all fell in line with the same lie. So even if coronavirus had been completely a lie, and some of it is, it didn't matter because they scared people into believing it, and they got just what they wanted anyway. Now they're creating a situation in which we may really have something that is dangerous to people because they're creating it. They're creating the danger.
They're still modifying the bugs over there. Using money provided by Anthony Fauci.
Yeah.
Isn't it interesting?
Well, we're just getting started around here. If you want to get online and ask Lowell a question, you'd take a question, wouldn't you, Lowell? If we get any phone calls, sometimes we do. 888-627-6008. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll have more, and we will cover some other topics, with Lowell Ponte right after this. Karen Cataline, you're listening to Spouting Off on BBS Radio and the K-Star Radio Network. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Karen Cataline, host and producer of Spouting Off. Got an opinion, a guest suggestion, or a show tip? Follow me on Facebook or Twitter and let me know your thoughts. All you need is to know how to spell my name. It's the same on Twitter, Facebook, and www.karencataline.com. Karen is spelled the normal way, no goofy Y's or Q's, K-A-R-E-N. And Cataline is spelled K-A-T-A-L-I-N-E. Want more Spouting Off? You can find the complete archive of Spouting Off shows at www.karencataline.com. All my op-eds and blog posts are there too. That's www.karencataline.com. Thanks for listening, and if you have a moment, please spread the word about Spouting Off.
You're listening to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back. We're talking to Lowell Ponte, author and collaborator, commentator, writes lots of articles, and he's been on a little bit of a hiatus, which you got to have now and then, you know, and so I'm honored to be able to have Lowell Ponte after a little bit of a hiatus. Thanks for staying with us, Lowell. We appreciate it.
Well, as I said, your show is catharsis. It's a very healthy thing for people to put in their ears.
Yeah. So, Lowell, I have this written down. I just want to get your comment. And then we're going to – I do want to talk about the Olympics a little bit, but not from the perspective of any one thing. I'm – like I mentioned, I'm going to talk with Chuck and Julie later today about the case of Simone Biles, which has many onion skin layers, but I have something to ask you about that. First, though – I wrote this down, and it is so important to me to boil things down, because a lot of times talk show hosts, they talk about one issue or another issue, and they never talk about either the motive of what's going on or the way these issues are all connected. They take the left at their word after the left, and I'm talking about the strategists, of which there are many fewer than the people on the bandwagon. Have lied and lied and lied and lied again, and they've been caught in lies that their motive is not what they tell you it is. If anybody thinks this is for the children, if anybody thinks they have our best interests at heart, they're more compassionate, and they just really believe that they want to stop racism, they ain't paying attention. No, their policies are racist. That being said, what I wrote down is, if it's so obvious that these people are lying now, and there are a lot of people we're starting to figure it out because they were told, well, if you get a vaccine, you won't have to wear a mask. So people got the vaccine, let themselves get emotionally blackmailed, and then now all of a sudden they have to wear the mask again, right? So that was a lie. Nothing's the truth. Why do you need to wear a mask if you've been vaccinated? Does the vaccine work? Is it safe? No, nothing they told us was true. So the sentence is, if it's so obvious that they're lying now, why can't people admit that they were lying then too? They've been lying all along. What bugs me, Lowell, is the people, even a lot of conservatives who will pick out something that they said and believe it, well, the rest is false. And because you are so much more well-read than I am, I'll tell you one of my favorite Latin phrases, and it could be the one of two Latin phrases I know. I'm a Jewish girl. I don't know Latin, okay? Falsus in uno, falsus in omnibus. If they lied to you about one thing, they're lying to you about all of it. Why do people still believe anything they say? Lowell, your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I concur.
Well, but, that was short.
I mean, we need to keep in mind a few of the great expressions of our time. We've been under attack in the West for more than 100 years, in fact, nearly 200 years, from the political left, meaning the French Revolution left, meaning the progressive left, and now meaning the communist left, which is a part of that. And H.L. Mencken, 100 years ago, said the whole aim of practical politics is to keep the populace alarmed and hence clamorous to be led to safety by menacing it with an endless series of hobgoblins. It fascinates me about the news that you can tune in one night and they will say, oh my God, civilization is about to be destroyed by this. And then you tune in 3 months later, and that isn't even in the news anymore. It's just been forgotten. It's as if there is this endless stream of crises. The D variant, for example.
Delta variant.
Yes, but, I mean, the problem is we can assume with relative security that this was concocted, that this was an... remember, they have looked at the COVID virus and found a repeat of the CGG genetic structure that has never been found previously in any virus of that type. Remember, the virus we're talking about was originally a common cold virus that has been pumped up to something truly monstrous, but in a way that is not natural. It's profoundly unnatural. And that was done in part with your tax dollars flowing to communist China and its lab in Wuhan through Anthony Fauci, who is now almost psychopathically raging that anyone who suggests any such thing is a liar. And you ask him why, and he goes off into this gobbledygook of redefinition of everything. This is a characteristic of the left. They will always just try to snow people with endless verbiage, which ultimately means nothing. The main thing also to remember was an observation by the brilliant Tucker Carlson, which should be on everyone's billboard in the front of their mind, and that is, we are now, with things like critical race theory you alluded to, we are facing a Marxist class war disguised as a race war. That is using the racial element, but that isn't really the objective. The objective is to destroy capitalism. The objective is to destroy human freedom as we would know it in the West, to destroy individualism, to destroy private property. And because the politicians no longer have any moral credibility with anyone, basically they do this by claiming that everything they now want to do is being done in the name of science, whether it is climate science designed to eliminate private property, or it is health science. I was reminded the other day that, for example, they want to take away your guns now based on CDC studies showing that guns are a health hazard to young children. And under Barack Obama, the CDC actually did such a study. The only catch is, when you look at the actual study, who were these young children being killed by guns? Oh, they were children up to age 22. The average age of death was around 18 or 19. And they were almost entirely armed drug dealers fighting over drug turf in cities like Chicago.
Oh.
You know, I'll control this. So in other words, there is a constant deception going on. You're quite right.
Well put. And do they ever talk about the children who are protected, their lives protected in their own homes from parents who have stopped an intruder? They don't do those studies, do they?
Oh, no, of course not.
No, they don't do those studies. Guess what? We have a caller. Obviously, you've inspired somebody to call in. Now, I know he wants to complain about me interrupting you.
I was talking over you. I apologize.
Hey, it happens. You know, it's a conversation. It isn't a monologue. I already had my monologue. So we're going to go ahead. And, oh, he dropped off. So let's see.
Well, you made his point articulately for him, apparently.
One thing
I would wish people would appreciate is that in this country, we have two coins of the realm.
Yeah.
And both of them are absolute currency. One of them is the coin of money. And, of course, the left generally doesn't really like the coin of money unless it's in the hands of George Soros. Because money represents a certain independence from the government. This is why they hated Donald Trump. He was too rich for them to buy or easily destroy.
Yeah.
But there are very few people like that. But the other coin of the realm is power. And you will notice that the left
yes.
always wants to redistribute your money
yes.
to other people
by
the
power
of the state. But they never
own.
Want to redistribute their power
no.
to the people.
Can't have that. Can't have no. that. Let's piggyback on that since we have a few minutes before. And other people are welcome to call. Jeff is welcome to call back if he likes. I'm totally cool with it. We have all comers. We take all comers, you know. But they have to be willing to take the heat if there is heat to be had. And I generally don't jump all over calls.
Well,
that's
sure.
not true.
But by the way,
sometimes
what are we going to do with Andrew Cuomo?
Oh.
Having murdered oh. 15,000 people in nursing homes by
yeah.
forcing them to take the infected. But now,
you know
Joe,
what's
Joe
sad,
Biden,
Wall? I'll answer that Joe, question. I'm interrupting.
Well, no. I want to put the second half of the question.
Okay.
What about Joe Biden opening the U.S. borders and allowing an estimated 120,000 COVID-infected people untested to flood into the United States and by our tax dollars be scattered all around the country to infect people? How many thousand people has Joe Biden killed by doing that?
Okay, I can't, I'm not going to play devil's advocate because you're 100% right. And when
well, this
the
may
Fox...
be your friend in the hospital.
Oh, well,
God forbid.
When the fox is guarding the chicken house, and they're in complete control, isn't it interesting? They're not going to investigate that. Do you think that if Trump were in office, which he may well deserve to be, he would have investigated that? You better believe he would. Right?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I mean, understand, Chinese generals were writing papers that were actually published that you can read about using a pandemic disease to attack the United States. They were doing that around 2015, 2016, 2017. And now here it is. And it's undermining the United States and India, the major size rival to China, and so on.
Yes, we have to prepare for one more break before we come back. And because we have a little bit of time, I'm going to set it up. And that is, let's see if I can be succinct and articulate. Sometimes I can, sometimes I can't. What has struck me about the Olympics is that, well, I may have to formulate it when I get back, but the disconnect and the cognitive dissonance of an American tradition that not only makes money for the networks, but which is based on the most basic kinds of free market capitalism ideas. And now they're trying to woke the Olympics by training and teaching people that losing is just okay. In fact, winning is selfish, losing is noble. That's what I wanted to talk about, and we're going to address that when we get back. Thanks for staying with us, Lowell, and other people. You are more than welcome to call in. Even our caller can call in at 888-627-6008. You're listening to Spouting Off. You get to spout off if you want to. We're here. Or you can listen to the podcast later. This is Karen and Cataline. We'll be back right after this.
Looking for even more great conservative talk radio? The K-Star Talk Radio Network is a Christian-owned, alternative conservative news and talk radio internet broadcasting network. They have a full line of programming about spiritual, political, social, economic, financial, and health-related topics. And their goal is to encourage critical thinking about the issues of the day. The K-Star Talk Radio Network features great shows like America's First News, The Keith Hansen Show, Erskine, and Spouting Off with Karen Cataline. Check out the whole schedule at their website at kstarradionetwork.com. Time could be short for a free people to share ideas in a free society. K-Star Radio Network is fighting a spiritual war on an earthly plane. Visit them today at kstarradionetwork.com.
Welcome back to Spouting Off. I'm your happy host. It's Friday, ladies and gentlemen. That's great. If you want to hear me on the radio, on BBS Radio with Chuck and Julie, just tune in to their show. I like to catch their show when I can. And they do video, too. It's kind of like a party, especially on Fridays. It's really a lot of fun. You can hear their show right here at BBS Radio. At 3 o'clock Mountain, 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern. That's considered prime time territory here. We're talking to Lowell Ponte. He's a former Reader's Digest roving editor. Articles that he's written have appeared in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, which is a sweet trick for a conservative, and lots of other major publications. He has lots of books out. Lowell, can people still... I know they can still find you simply by Googling your work, Ponte, P-O-N-T-E. Are you maintaining like a website or anything still?
No, I'm much too lazy to do that.
It is a lot of work, isn't it? It is. But all you got to do is look up Lowell, L-O-W-E-L-L, Ponte, P-O-N-T-E, put it in quotes. Duck, duck, go it. Don't use Google if you can avoid it. And you'll be able to read lots of Lowell Ponte's pieces. You are quite prolific. So before the break, we were talking. I just think it's sort of the same thing as the NFL. When the left has co-opted and infiltrated every American tradition, I'm surprised they haven't gone after apple pie as being racist. I'm sure they will if they haven't already.
They have.
You see, I mean, it's so predictable. It's so predictable. And the only reason they go after these things so they can ban them, so they can take them out of your lexicon, because what they're really after, and you said it better than I could, they want to destroy American culture and anything. And this is what communist countries do. That being said, the NFL is another example similar to the Olympics. The NFL is hardcore capitalism. It's a gridiron. You win, they lose. And guess what? Losing isn't a sin. You just stand up and live to fight another day. It's called competition.
Mm-hmm. But what you were saying about the Olympics before the break reminds me, I had mentioned the company, Nike, N-I-K-E. Nike was actually, and remember, the left is trying to get rid of all gods except the state. Mm-hmm. So Nike was the ancient Greek god of victory. And if someone won in a race in the Olympics, people would run up to him and try to touch him because it was assumed that he was briefly embodying the goddess of victory. And they could actually feel what a god was like. That's quite serious.
Now, the intriguing thing about the NFL,
I did a column once saying it's time that in the name of social justice, we created an NFL that looked like America. You know, we need to do away with this idea of excellence being the standard and that some people are better than others. We should have NFL teams that are not made up of 75% African-American players because they're the best, because they win, because they have greater skill than anyone else at football. No, since African-Americans only make up 13% of the population and African-American males only make up half that, so we're looking at, what, about 6% African-American males, those are all the African-Americans who should be allowed on any NFL team. Rather, we should be dealing with teams that are about 75% white, about 18% Latino, oh, and by the way, that are about 53% female.
Right. Those, you know what's wrong
be,
with
those
that?
Those would be NFL teams that looked like America.
You know what's wrong with that, Lowell? There are people who would try to do that only because, even though there are two entirely different rationales. When it's black, when it's a black person, they're the victim no matter what. When it's a white person, they're the perpetrator no matter what. But if it would get them what they want, they would buy into that because they don't like competition. That's why they keep flipping and flopping between making money off the capitalism that affords people such prosperity and sticking a knife in people's backs for succeeding and achieving. It's very cognitively dissonant, isn't it?
No, and what we're moving toward in the United States is the left ultimately wants a cashless society operating under modern monetary theory, not capitalism. This is the idea that because the government owns the printing press, government really doesn't even need to tax you except to punish the rich. It just prints all the money it needs. And of course, the money is constantly worth less and less, so you will not be given money that might tempt you to do wrong. You will be given credit. You will be given a credit
social
card, as they do
credit.
In China under social credit.
Social credit.
The only catch with that is, if you do anything anti-government, your social credit will be reduced. For example, in China, you say bad things about the government, you may no longer be able to go to a hospital and get medical treatment. Uh-huh. And you may no longer be able to leave the country to get medical treatment anywhere else. So you will die.
Impoverished. You're impoverished. It's constant greater force. You know what I want to do in the last couple minutes, though? Because there's so much bad news, and it just is overwhelming. I hate to ask you this tough question, Lowell Ponte, but at this late juncture, is there anything we can do to stop this freight train of communism? And if so, if there is, what the heck is it? If you had it your way, what do you think would stop these people? Because we're looking at dark
times. With no restraint, it would be things I can't talk about on the radio.
What can we tell people to do?
The problem is the Democrats know that if we had an honest election, they would lose. The American people do not support this. 70-80% of the American people believe the 2020 election was stolen. They believe that Democrats are up to no good. There is massive disagreement with all major points of the Obama scheme for what he wants to do with America.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats are in the position, for instance, where there were these protests in Cuba. Biden handed down a new policy. What was the policy? Oh, well, all the Latinos who want to come across our southern border can do so, but the many decades old policy in the U.S. that if a Cuban gets on a raft and makes it to an American beach in Florida and his feet touch the sand of the beach, he has automatic refugee status protected by the United States. Biden said, oh, we're doing away with that. That was Joe Biden's response to the communists, to the protest.
They promised transparency. That's as transparent as you get. They refused to stand up for freedom fighters because they're cheering on the communists. Lowell Ponte, we are almost about out of time. Do you have one very short comment? Because we got to go in just a sec.
Well, we need to restore the values that founded the country, including values of faith, patriotism, love and brotherhood here.
Yeah. Well, that is succinct and right on the money, and we cannot ever give up, just like Winston Churchill said. Never, 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 never give up. And Lowell Ponte, you're one of those who never gives up either. Thank you so much for joining us and being so gracious and generous with your time. Have a marvelous weekend, and I hope to be in touch with you soon.
And
thank you.
You too, Karen. God bless.
Great. God bless you too.
Mullen That's law, pretty... babe.
What'd you say?
Oh, you speak Latin, I speak Greek. Mullen law, babe.
Oh, yes.
That is
yes,
how the 300 Spartans replied when the Persians yes. demanded that they give over their weapons.
Right. Mullen
law, babe. The Persian government.
Got it. Lowell, hold on a minute.
The term means come and get them.
Come and get them. That's right. I learned that not that long ago. I want to thank Doug and everyone at BBS Radio. Thanks to my husband, the guy with an IQ greater than that of a small soap dish. Tune in Tuesday, Thursday at 1 p.m. on WSMN and Friday at 2 p.m. on BBS Radio. Just go to my website, KarenCataline.com. When there will be so much more to spout off about, fortunately or unfortunately, here on Spouting Off.